Welcome back to Here and There, the podcast of the Germanic American Institute. This is Günther hosting. In this episode, we are talking with Niels from the Goethe Institute about their latest project, which is a virtual project called Wanderbus. You will find the project under wanderbus.de, and Niels is here to tell us more about it. This is the podcast of the Germanic American Institute.
Welcome.
Willkommen.
Where Germanic-speaking European countries,
Germany,
Deutschland.
Austria,
Österreich,
Switzerland,
Schweiz,
blend with the Midwestern United States.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Servus.
Grüezi.
We are here and there, and we invite you to come along on the journey. Before we introduce our guest, I have to introduce our latest addition to the GEI, Audra. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the GEI.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's great to be here. I'm glad to take on the position now as communications coordinator for the GEI. Excited to see what it holds.
It holds a lot. It does hold a lot. You're joining us in season 4 of the podcast. Of course, you're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes as well. And more, I think you're going to become a rather prominent figure. But let's talk about figures and representation. Niels Martin. Niels, welcome to Here and There. I appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
We have a little bit of delay, by the way. The podcast is recorded via Zoom. If there are some inconsistencies, we do apologize. We'll try to clean it up in post. If it doesn't work all the way, then this is just simply what we unfortunately have to deal with. Niels, you are with the Goethe Institute. You are a language program officer. Sounds incredibly official, sounds incredibly powerful, and I have no idea what that means. What is a language program officer?
Yeah, a language program officer at the Goethe Institute is basically one of many people within our language department who are responsible for just a variety of projects that the Goethe Institute is working on and offers to the general public. So the Goethe Institute, just kind of broadly, is Germany's cultural institute, active worldwide, has a lot of different programming, and tries to strategically approach language and culture education. And so there are a lot of projects that are involved in that, and they're all, you know, managed or coordinated by a variety of people who are language program officers, and then, you know, may have some variations on that title within their projects. So we try to address kind of the full spectrum of you know, education and all just the different age demographics, mm-hmm. everything from small children to adults. And someone like myself, a language program officer like myself, may be coordinating or project managing some of these projects. Like I coordinate something called the Study Bridge, which is about getting high school students who are interested in earning a bachelor's degree in Germany prepped for that process while they're still in high school. I'm also the project manager for the Wanderbus, which we're going to be talking about today, which then works directly with middle school and high school students and is very focused on that demographic rather than on, say, the university or the elementary school demographic. But language program officers are, you know, managing and coordinating and just making sure that a lot of these different programs are getting developed mm-hmm. and are working. You know, we're communicating with people, we're doing the social media. There are a lot of aspects to that job. So really it encompasses a lot. And then we all have specific projects that we work on within the general scope of the Goethe Institute.
So basically, you almost are the Goethe Institute. You're doing everything and then some. It sounds incredibly impressive. Let's dive into this. What is the Wanderbus?
Yeah, so the Wanderbus, and there are actually two of them now, started as an actual physical bus back in 2019 during the Deutschlandjahr USA. So there was a bus that was driving around the United States, visiting schools, doing programming with different classes. And the goal of the bus was, and still is, to excite and teach American students about German culture, German language, politics, history. Now, when the pandemic hit at the beginning of 2020, the Goethe Institute had to figure out a way to continue providing this opportunity, but couldn't do it physically anymore. So instead, they ended up working together with a company in Germany called Kids Interactive to develop a 3D virtual experience. So the graphic that you had up on your website, I'm guessing, is the bus just hovering above the city of Berlin. So the way we have it set up right now is schools sign up, and then we give them individual codes for the classroom to get in. And that way we can kind of manage and oversee who which groups are going in, and also make sure that we're not overloading the system. But now we have this 3D virtual environment where students are going in either from their computers at home or in the classroom as well. It's nice and multifunctional like that. It's supposed to be a learning tool for teachers to be able to enhance their German courses.
Mm-hmm. What age range are we talking about in terms of children?
So it was designed initially to focus on high school, mm-hmm. and that's mostly what it is geared towards. We do have a number of middle school classes that come through. So the initial thought behind it was maybe a little bit more for students who have reached the A2, so kind of an advanced beginner level. But it is in fact set up that almost any level of German can visit and get away and come away with something, enjoy the videos, whether they're subtitled or in English. There are games, there are quizzes. We try to do some extra events along the way too, like a politician discussion with a member of parliament from Germany. And then a discussion between an American classroom and a German classroom together with that politician. So we've tried to do some transatlantic outreach as well.
So what I haven't heard, and that strikes me as very interesting, is I have not heard sentence structure. I have not heard grammar. I have not heard tenses or articles or declensions, what have you. I mean, all the things that are usually associated with making German incredibly difficult and impossible to learn. So you might be sidestepping that altogether, or is it that you're expecting a proficiency level to the degree where all these things have already been covered on the front end?
It's set up so that the difficulty level of learning German is not a factor, because everything is set up so that someone could honestly come in with no German and enjoy any videos that happen to be in German because there are subtitles.
Okay.
It's geared towards an American audience that is interested in German culture, history, language, politics. It's supposed to supplement any level of German level that is being taught in school. And then teachers have the opportunity to take the activities from the bus and apply them to their lessons in the classroom. So even if you come in not speaking German, you'll enjoy the videos, you'll understand everything that is in there. And any live discussions that we've done in the past, I think with one exception, they've all been in English. Mm-hmm.
So as I have the website up here, wanderbus.de, so basically wanderbus.de. In case you're at home and you have your laptop or your tablet on hand, I would just say pull it up and at least look at the really cool graphic that awaits you at the front page. But you're going to have the same limitation that I have. You see this wonderful entrance flashing in blue on this basically airship, if you will. And then you get stuck because we don't have a ticket to the bus. So, Niels, if you would, can you just pick any one of the topics that's inside the bus? What does this actually look like? What does it feel like? What is the experience like going into this Wonder Bus?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, before I jump into that, just if you go through the main Goethe website under commitment to German, you can find a Wanderbus website that gives a little more explanation of what is happening in the bus and also describes a little bit on how you can sign up to visit the bus. emails, links. There's a form that you can fill out there. And you can just email me as well at nils.martin@goethe.de. And I'm more than happy to let people check out the bus. But that being said, once you're in the bus, you get greeted by a video of one of our moderators who welcomes you to the bus and explains a little bit of what you're going to experience. On your left, you'll see a map of the United States and Germany that you can go in and explore, and you can see all of the different schools and their locations that have visited the bus, both from the US and Germany, as well as a few from Mexico and Canada. And then you look down the bus and you see a couple different stations. There's one on German culture. There are videos and games and quizzes about, you know, like East German culture, about German politics, about German history. If you look even a little further down the bus, you'll see another station that's about German science, where you have fun little do-it-yourself experience at home together with the well-known European scientist Ranga Yogeshwar. So you kind of go around the bus from station to station, moving your screen around a 3D environment, interacting with these different videos and quizzes, filling out the guest book. But it looks like a bus on the inside. But as you look out the windows, you can see Berlin hovering below you. On our second bus, which has a similar setup and is more career focused, you're floating over Frankfurt. It's similar stations, but it's like studying in Germany or research in Germany. You learn about the German apprenticeship system in that one as well. But the one we're talking about today is the digital Wanderbus, which is more culture and language and history and politics focused.
So the bus, as far as I understand, doesn't have a final destination. It's an ever-growing, ever-improving, ever-depth-increasing project. Did I somehow get that
right?
Yeah.
That's correct. When it was physical, it was traveling the United States. Now that it's virtual, it's floating above the city of Berlin. The other bus is floating over the city of Frankfurt. But you have this ever evolving content within the bus, tied into other Goethe projects and live events.
So in quasi an exit, if you will, if you were to take, for instance, the career bus and you're interested in, for instance, having a post-college work experience in Germany, there is the potential for an exit that leads you down a path to where you find resources and potentially employers. Is that developed to that degree?
Yeah, so that bus is more designed around kind of showing what are some of the different options, what is being offered in Germany. But yes, the various partners that we work with on that, their information is on there. There are links under their contributions to the bus that can take people directly to their websites, where they can find that contact information. They can see what some of these opportunities are and how they can potentially get there.
What are the limitations of the bus? If you were to critically look at how it's being developed and where it's traveling to, figuratively as well as literally, what are the things that you believe still are going to be in future productions, future enhancements?
If we looked at it critically, obviously the fact that there aren't as many kind of interpersonal interactions on a regular basis as there were with the physical bus. You have people who, they may be doing it together as a class. We may have some of these events where American students are interacting with German students. But there is still a very consistent human element that does unfortunately go missing as a result. And that's going to be true for almost anything that is virtual. And then I would say one other aspect, of course, is the technical aspect. you know, you do have to have the internet or the computer that can handle it, and most can, but you know, there are tech issues that crop up from time to time, which we do our best to fix and usually do, but unfortunately that can for some people mar the experience.
Within our audience, I'm pretty sure we have a couple of teachers. So if they wanted to bring the Wunderbus into their classroom, A, how would they go about it? And B, how is the Wunderbus best implemented within sort of the scholastic experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. So to sign up for the bus, there are really two ways that they can go about that. They can either email me at niels.martin@goethe.de. And then we will discuss, you know, how much time you need, how many classes you have, how many students, which bus you would like to visit, you know, what would make most sense for what you're teaching. Or you can find our website, not the one with just the floating bus, but the one through the Goethe website that actually explains the buses. And there are links there to fill out a very simple form, which then gets submitted to us. And you're just telling us exactly, I want these days, this time slot, I'm bringing this many people. And then we'll send you, you know, a schedule, an explanation of how everything works. We give teachers a chance to step into the bus, you know, a week or two before their students do, just so that the teachers have a chance to really explore the material, make sure that the technical part of it works, and ask us any questions they might have before they bring their students into it. I would also pay attention to Goethe social media, to the American Association of Teachers of German social media, because in the next week or two, and even beyond that, we're putting out kind of reminders of what we're offering, and that includes links to the relevant websites for signing up.
So you have a little bit of because of bandwidth, a little bit of access control, if you will, which also means that the teaching staff really has to very deliberately plan around the integration of Wunderbus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's accurate. That's accurate. Yeah. That being said, I think per semester, since the Wunderbus has been launched, we've had somewhere between 5,000 to 5,500 students coming through. So we've had very large numbers come through. Even when we have full days, we usually manage to get every single group in that wants to go through, and we try to be very flexible and work very directly and very intentionally with the teachers that want to visit the bus, because we absolutely do not want to exclude people from being able to have this experience.
Audra.
No, I was going to ask, is this available to individual students, or is this only something that teachers are moderating a group of students, or how does that work?
That's also a great question. And it was originally designed and is still largely set up to be focused on classrooms, on teachers who are looking to moderate or have something moderated for their students. That being said, the flexibility that I mentioned, over the past year, I have tried when an individual, like a parent who has students that are interested in German culture, you know, they want to visit the bus because they discovered it somewhere. I do try to work with them. And I think everyone that has sent me a request about that has been able to visit the bus. So that's not who we market to. And that was not the idea behind the bus. And I would say probably still isn't. But those people, if they write to us and ask, absolutely, you know, it's not an issue having individuals or small groups come through.
What's some of the feedback now that you've had quite some experience, I would say probably heavily encouraged and infused by all kinds of lockdowns and limitations within the face-to-face space? What's been some of the feedback that you received from students and teachers on this type of initiative?
overall, the feedback has been extremely positive. So we have a lot of the same teachers that immediately come back through the next semester that are constantly checking in with us to see what content we've changed out so that they can potentially even bring the same class back through. Teachers have been, so just from a teacher's perspective, they've been very grateful for this digital platform, because it is a very easy system to integrate into their lessons. That's also extremely relevant to what they've been teaching. And for students, it's something new. You know, that yes, they're sitting in class or they're doing school from home, but it's not just, you know, this kind of face-to-face Zoom thing or doing worksheets. They have the opportunity to go in and do something experiential. And so that's something that the students have really appreciated. So teachers like how they can easily, with virtually no effort on their side, incorporate this into their lessons. And students love the interactivity of it. We've done some competitions in the past, and schools have really gotten into that. But yeah, it's been an overwhelmingly positive response to the bus, which is why, you know, the second Wanderbus Karriere, so the career focused one, was planned and has been launched now as well. And other Goethe regions around the world have started talking to us about how they can best implement a Wanderbus for their particular region as well.
That makes sense. Say, if teachers are never really resting, they are, I think, not just really good educators, but most of them are also incredibly creative and solutions oriented. Can teachers actually contribute to the bus in one way or another? Or students?
Yeah, they can. Well, yes, they can. So, I mean, in the past, I have reached out to teachers about what kind of content they would like to see on the bus. You know, what is important to them, what is important to their students. And so in that way, and we love that feedback. We love when the teachers kind of come back to us with ideas about how we can improve what we're offering, you know, what kind of content would be really relevant to what they're teaching. And so that is probably the biggest contribution. But yeah, teachers can come back and say, we want to see this. And then that's something that we go and explore and see if we can potentially incorporate in some way.
So we have the original Wanderbus, then we have the Wanderbus Karriere, so the career-focused one. What's the future of the bus concept?
Sorry, say that again?
What is the future of the bus concept? Are there more buses to come, or are we having to deal with those two buses?
There are more buses planned. There are more buses planned. So currently, a lot of the discussion is happening around, like the Goethe Institute in Canada is hoping to have a career bus. The Mexico region is working on a Spanish language one, and then you know we're toying around with the idea right now of having one based around sustainability.
Oh, so an eco bus. So
really to try and move into some different themes as well.
Audra, any other questions that you have on your docket? You've been suspiciously quiet.
You two have been going back and forth. It's been great. I'm learning a lot, so can't complain. But I mean, I guess what makes this program, the Wanderbus program, so much more, I don't know, more desirable, or I don't know, how does the quality compare to other language learning programs around the US or anything else that's out there?
Yeah, it's so, I mean, the Wanderbus is more of a strong supplement, a learning tool to that can be plugged into really any of those other courses. The Wanderbus by itself, either Wanderbus by itself is not not a learning course unto itself. We consider it, and teachers use it as an extra tool, a very interactive tool that you know they or their students can come back to and explore further at a later date, that they can take bits and pieces out of or just like really focus on a particular section of the bus in a way that matches what is being taught. I think what does make it stand out is the fact that it is at this point a highly developed virtual experience that is very accessible to classrooms, and the fact and it's just it's compatible with almost any other, you know, German language or culture program that is being taught out there.
So right now you're predominantly addressing the younger demographic, if you will. As far as the GAI is concerned, I would say that the majority of our language program students are in the adult range, if you will, so past college. Is there anything planned for adults, an adult bus, perhaps?
Probably not, as far as the buses are concerned. So, like I said at the beginning, the Goethe Institute tries to have programming, whether it's cultural or language, kind of across all ages. For adults, that focus tends to be more on the adult language courses. Which are being offered online now. There's actually quite an extensive catalog of online courses at this point, which was in the works anyway, and then that was accelerated by the pandemic. But as far as the buses are concerned, those are going to continue to be designed to sort of fit into that high school with some middle school niche.
Usually, one of the final questions that I have loaded is the almost obvious one: what should I have asked that I didn't, or what is the one thing that we absolutely need to reflect upon that we just have not yet?
Let me think about that, because we have covered a rather wide swath, actually, and kind of dove into a lot of the different aspects of the buses and how they can be used in the classroom and what works great about them and what doesn't. But as far as what you could have asked me.
It's a loaded question, I understand.
It is a loaded question, yeah. I suppose what you could have asked me is actually when might it be possible to see the bus in its virtual form actually out in your direction? Because I'm headed out to the Germanic American Institute probably at the end of October to participate in an event that they're hosting. And so we will be doing some presentations of the Wanda buses, as well as some other Goethe programming, like the study bridge, which I mentioned, which is about getting high school students into the German university system who want to earn a STEM degree in Germany. So that would actually, I think, be a great opportunity for some of the listeners out in your area to actually come and chat with me and get more of a moderated walkthrough of the buses.
Perfect. See, you obviously are in the know of something that I didn't even have an idea of. So you will be at the GAI in October. Looking very much forward to meeting you. Maybe we can do something in person and also wrap in some of the audience and see what their feedback is, what their experience was, and actually see the Wanda bus in action and in the flesh, so to speak, at the GAI bus stop. That would be quite interesting.
Yeah, that would be great.
Good. Well, other than that, Niels, thank you so much for joining us and sharing the Wanderbus with us. Greatly appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Audra, welcome to the GAI officially on the podcast.
Yes, thank you. Glad to be here, and I'm sure I'll be back very soon.
We'll rope you right back in. That's what we do. All right. That was the Wanderbus. Wanderbus.de, by the way. WANDERBUS.DE. Check it out yourself. And even if you just get to the front end graphic, that's just cool enough to whet your appetite to ask for more, particularly the shout out to all the teachers. That is Here and There, the podcast of the Germanic American Institute. This is Günther signing off. Until next time, tschüss.